Robert Rice, 7/13/51. Today's 10/4. So as the story goes, Mr. Rice is a 72-year-old gentleman, divorced, has one child, lives by himself on or about 9/15/2023. Patient was found by a neighbor, obtunded, weak, short of breath, volume depleted, was taken to the emergency room, subsequently hospitalized with acute renal insufficiency, DVT of right lower extremity, elevated PSA. Sinus tachycardia and urinary retention with UTI, period. Patient subsequently was admitted to the hospital. It became evident that he no longer could return home. Subsequently has been placed in rehab at a group home where he is going to require extensive therapy, I'm sorry, on or about 9/26/2023. Extensive therapy and along with nursing evaluation to manage his medication before he's able to return home, if he's able to return home. Surgery, he's had partial thyroidectomy, hernia operation. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He's very very intelligent man. He used to be in corporate communication. Review of system, shortness of breath, weakness, tiredness, BPH, bladder neck obstruction, Foley catheter in place, lower extremity edema, weakness, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, elevated PSA. Social, no smoking, no drinking. As I mentioned, family history, ovarian cancer in grandparents, gout in his father, kidney disease in his father. Mom died from sort of cancer, and dad finally died of sepsis. Allergy none. Medication list, see the list provided. Allergy none. On examination, he has a blood pressure of 116/70, pulse 92, respirations 18, a febrile heart, positive, some positives too, with an S3 gallop, lungs, bronchi, few rows, abdomen soft, lower extremity to 2 plus to 3 plus bilaterally, no cords, positive Hohmann sign right side, Foley catheter in place. Latest potassium was 3.0 upon, which has been replaced, H&H of 13 and 35. Chest x-ray are consistent with emphysema and shortness of breath. Under smoking, under social, put down his divorce. He quit smoking a year ago, never been an alcohol user, and also put down COVID immunizations up to date. Then neurological movement, all four extremities, assessment, number one, profound weakness, number two, exacerbation of COPD, number three, emphysema, number four, tobacco abuse, number five, hypokalemia, number six, renal insufficiency, number seven, AKI, number eight, hypokalemia. Next number is DVT, next number is he's on a blood thinner now. Next number is the creatinine hovering around 1.6. Next number is profound weakness. Next number is the confusion regarding his medication. Next number is given the number of his medication. He definitely requires nursing care to adjust his medication. Next number ETNOTR a must. Next number, his goal is to return back to his home and live by himself, and we'll see how much of that he can accomplish during the rehab/group home stay. Thank you.